This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Joe Buck, do you know that Spiegs is doing ads for a hair treatment that he doesn't need?
The idea of you doing any sort of hair restoration thing makes me gag. Now, good for you. Yeah. It's all in the name of commerce, and I tip my cap. That's hiding my thin hair.
I haven't seen you on
Afternoons on the Score.
We're going to talk to our friend Joe Buck week one, I imagine. That'll be a lot of fun.
Should be juicy, baby.
Why don't we set some people up with some stuff? Because along with talking Bears, we've also got Cubs stuff for you. So, look, the Cubs are playing the Rockies on May 27th. Come as you are to it, as a matter of fact. If you would like to go to the game, it's all provided by Bosch Power Tools. The more you Bosch, the more you feel like a Bosch.
That's well said, Lawrence.
So we're going to give caller 6 to 312-540-0670 a pair of tickets to go see the Cubs versus the Colorado Rockies. Hooray! At least you get to see the Cubs.
Yeah, you do.
That is very Rockies, by the way.
That is. I've never seen that in my entire life of watching baseball.
They're so bad. They're so horrendously bad.
He's got like 20 of those in the holster.
Oh, he loves all these different Rockies giveaways we have.
They deserve it. We have been speaking about Seth Wickersham excerpt from his new book that he's writing about quarterbacks. And there's a lot of Caleb Williams stuff in there, Speaks.
Yeah, there's incredibly juicy Caleb Williams and Carl Williams stuff about how they didn't want to be with the Bears, and they tried to, you know, engineer a situation where they didn't end up with the Bears. Then they decided to come here, and then there's stuff in there about year one and just how horrific it was. But we ended up talking about Kevin Warren and his value as middle management, very high middle management, but still middle management, controlling Ryan Poles and deciding to keep Ryan Poles while managing ownership above. And the ownership has been disastrous for decades. Here's one texter. Please don't dismiss how much control the McCaskies have had over final decisions. Just ask Mike Ditka how much Mike McCaskey screwed up the Bears. Now, that might feel like ancient news, but that was the template by which the family was running things. They hated Ditka, so they didn't want another strong-ass coach.
Harbaugh.
Calling the shots. Exactly. No way they were going to hire Jim Harbaugh. No way in hell they were even going to interview Jim Harbaugh. And then this text, Poles was handicapped beyond what we will ever know by George. Poles will always bear the blame, as GMs do. But don't, you know, don't be easy on George for not allowing Poles to do the job he wanted to do.
No, I'm not giving you that.
Well, let me give you this context real quick. Is Jed Hoyer to blame for not paying enough for Alex Bregman? Sometimes ownership dictates things.
It's not what we're talking about, though. We're talking about stuff that was in his purview. We're talking about him hiring an offensive coordinator.
Yeah, that's horrendous.
If Jed Hoyer hired a bad manager, we wouldn't then put that on ownership.
That is absolutely true. But if Jed Hoyer wasn't allowed to fire a bad manager because ownership didn't want to pay him while they're paying somebody else and limited his pool to only guys that Trace Armstrong recommended or something like that.
But that's not what happened.
Well,
they had said you can pay the manager as much as you want. And they went out and have the highest paid manager.
Now they do.
I don't want to I understand everyone trying to go, no, you got to go up another level in this. Mm-hmm. That's fine. The football sensibilities of Ryan Poles is on trial, and guess what? He's not winning it right now. So you can try and mitigate it with the McCaskies all you want.
I think he's 53% winning it right now. I was at 57. I'm down to 53. The football sensibilities of the McCaskies, they have been tried.
They've been tried and convicted. And they know.
In fact, their football sensibilities got the electric chair.
Yep.
It's very sick.
I like what this texter says. It all makes sense. Cliff Kingsbury scoffing about the Bears interview. Dude, he's right.
Can you imagine what Cliff Kingsbury thought? He's sitting there listening to Matt Eberflus.
Just eye roll from hell.
Oh, my God.
The whole time, like, they hired this guy over me?
Caleb, hey, good luck, man. Good luck, dude. I can't take that job.
But I
wish you well. Good luck.
Speaking of that, and Caleb calling for help, do you remember the game where Lincoln Riley's name came back up?
Yeah.
And we were all like, wait, did Caleb have to get on the phone with Lincoln Riley?
Lost. Yeah.
You remember that?
Uh-huh.
You deal with so many things going wrong in your first season here that you don't have any control over, you know, the two losses like this and the coaching change.
Yeah, you keep going. That's my mindset for just about anything. I called Lincoln Riley called me the other day and just wanted to talk to me, check in and things like that. And it's something that he told me my freshman year when I was in a position that I wanted to be in, which was wasn't starting at the time. He told me to keep going, and at that time I didn't necessarily know what those two words meant. I wanted more than that. I wanted to hear a little bit more than that, and that's all he told me. And I use those words, you know, to this day. Once I, you know, got the starting spot and I just kept working, kept going. That's all you can do. That's all we can do is keep going, keep our head down and find ways to win. And so we're going to keep doing that.
I called him. He called me.
The evils of Lucy were all around me. So I went running for answers. That's what Caleb Williams did. He was like, this sucks. No one's helping me. I'll call my college coach, or he'll call me.
No, he'll call me.
He'll call me.
That's when you think about how much was on that kid's plate and how he had to make sure that he portrayed all the right things as the face of the franchise, as a rookie, with all the dysfunction around him. Those occasional little moments when he slipped up, even in a minor way, and gave you a window into how desperate and alone he was, are easily forgiven.
Do we need to send Justin Fields a 10-foot I'm sorry card too?
I mean, he's getting paid like a league thinks he might still have a chance.
Yeah, he's getting paid like the 31st or 32nd best quarterback in the league, which is probably about where he's at.
So Dolphins in preseason, I don't care. Vikings, that's a win. Lions at Detroit, that's a loss.
You only are doing one preseason game?
No, I looked at the wrong thing. Okay. Cowboys, that's a win.
That's why everyone should take this seriously.
At the Raiders, that's a win. 3-1 headed into the Week 5 bye.
I feel
good about that.
Keep going.
At Washington, oh boy, it's a good game right there. It's a loss. They're 3-2. They beat the Saints, 4-2. Lose to the Ravens, 4-3.
They're not going to beat Tyler Shuck.
No, yeah. And then they're going to win on the road at Cincinnati. People are going to be like, oh my God, look at them. 5-3 after week 9.
Yeah, because Trey Hendrickson is going to be a Bear.
Could be. 6-3 after they beat the Giants. The win in Minnesota, going to sweep them. They're 7-3 at that point. And they beat the Steelers. They're 8-3. Then they lose at Philly. They lose at Green Bay. They're 8-5. They beat Cleveland. They're 9-5. They win at home against Green Bay. They're 10-5. Lose to Frisco. Lose to the Lions. They go 10-7. That's what I got. Your thoughts?
Sounds great.
Glad we did that.
Romeoville and Sean. Hey, Sean, you're on the score.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Sean, we're good, man. Thank you.
Good. You know, I guess I'm not usually a grudge holder, but I guess I'm going to have to work on letting it go.
Don't we all?
I have a hard time, man, getting past, you know, what Poe subjected Caleb to, man. Like, and that was. That was the coach that was the quarterback that they highly coveted and wanted, their most prized possession, and to subject him to that dysfunction. And, like, for me, like, he's got to win, and he's got to win big. And to me, like, you know, last year was kind of a waste of a year. I thought this was an ascending team. And I thought that Caleb played well enough as a rookie for them to win more games. I mean, they were 7-3 going into the season. So I feel like he kind of wasted a year. And I get giving him credit for Ben Johnson, but, I mean, he was the most highly touted coach out there. I think most people would have hired them if they could. So, I mean, he's to me, he's got to win and win big, and I mean soon, because, you know, what he subjected that kid to last year was horrendous. And I just hope it didn't set that. I don't think it will. I think Caleb's pretty tough and resilient dude, and he's really talented. But I just hope that, you know, he can shake off what happened, and none of it's irreparable. So
I hope that you're right. And it feels like the moves that were made by Ryan Poles this offseason have all been pretty positive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
He's remade his offensive line. Like, that's another thing where I'm like, give the guy credit for going, ooh,
I screwed this up,
and I'm supposed to know better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my whole bit is I'm an offensive lineman. I know about offensive line. And he goes out, and I think he's made pretty shrewd moves, including the drafting of Ozzie Trapillo, which opens the door for them to do a switch at tackle if they want.
And it gives him a genuine new option as opposed to just trying to ride with his old ideas of Braxton Jones and Kieran Amagaji. And I'll give him credit for that. Remember, I thought he was going to get to win that particular one and just get to have those two guys battle it out. And that's not the reality at all. They got a new guy who might very well just take the job from either of those people.
You're correct about that. Let's go to North Carolina. North Carolina! And talk with Rob. Hey, Rob, you're on the Score.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Appreciate it. You know, I think last year was the nadir of the Bears. Hopefully, yeah, well, the Trestman area kind of felt like it. But, you know, the end result is Ben Johnson is there. And let's be honest, I felt that Caleb might be gone after his rookie contract. But now, if Ben Johnson is the offensive guy like a Kevin O'Connell that we think, that's to me the most important thing going forward. And only the guys in the building know what Ryan Poles did or didn't do or if he helped assuage. But as a pessimistic Chicago sports fan, I'm happy that we did get a coach by most accounts is coveted. By the way, he's from the area I live, so also a little biased. But really excited about it. So Caleb handled everything, gosh, better than anybody I think could even imagine the way he talked to about the Bears. So I'm excited, and you know, those in the building have to deal with whatever didn't go right.
Thank you so much for the call. Yeah, you know, I think we're in a good spot, and a spot where we're kind of ready to move forward with some optimism, which feels really nice. I hope last year was the nadir. I will also say this. Caleb Williams, game on. What you got? That's why this camp and this year, from his perspective, is going to be fascinating. Like Olin said, they invested in you. Now you invest in them. Let's see the hard work. Let's see all the film work. Let's see all everything. And it's time for you to take a step forward. It wasn't a bad rookie year, all considered, man. It really wasn't. But now it's time to step forward. You're going to have a running game, and you got a great coaching staff, and you got all sorts of weapons. Make sure you learn everything you can, and this should be a big, big year.
If you wanted to be coached, now you're going to be coached. And that's a positive, I think, for everyone involved.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store shares. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.